gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome, folks. Here we are, James Kelso live in North Dakota, up near the Canadian border, on the Red River of the North, which flows north into Winnipeg. Big city, 750,000 people there in Manitoba, Canada. Here in a North Dakota winter, and eager to hear you in today's program. I'm going solo. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. If you've got something you'd like to add, we've got 2 hours today, twice our normal quota of time in which to tackle the latest developments in the Trump phenomenon since we last met up Friday evening. We're on Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. And since that time, what are the biggest developments? Well, a really important one is this, and correct me if I'm wrong, if somebody else has more current or better information, but Jeff Sessions, after the release of the Intelligence Committee, the Permanent Select Subcommittee on Intelligence, or is it Committee on Intelligence of the House, chaired by Devin Nunes, after the release of that devastating memo, which I have in my hand right here, the two-page cover letter from the president, wonderful cover letter, the four-page memo, one of the most important documents in American history, far more important than the Gettysburg Address, I'll tell you that. After the release of this, an alarming thing happened. Jeff Sessions, our attorney general, stated in a microphone situation, I'll see if I can get that audio for you and play it on the air here today. He stated that Rod Rosenstein is an exemplary civil servant and he's just the kind of person we want to have in the Justice Department. Now, folks, that's got to light your rocket to hear that stated. And I'll just cut right to the chase. Jeff Sessions has got to go. He has got to hit the road. For whatever reason, we don't know what the reason is, but for some reason, Jeff Sessions has become not just dysfunctional as Attorney General, not just a zero, he is a boat anchor. He's an obstruction within the Justice Department. He's actually running interference for our enemies. This is a hard thing to say. It's a sad thing to say. I'm not that, you know, my exposure to Jeff Sessions, I'm not that current with him. My exposure to Jeff Sessions was primarily through the wonderful speeches that he gave on the primary campaign trail at a number of Trump rallies. And also that wonderful appearance in it was either Birmingham or Huntsville. I think it was Huntsville, where he put on the Make America Great Again cap, and he said, I'm with you in your campaign, Donald Trump. He was the first senator to endorse Donald Trump. And seemed like, and his reputation was that he was an A-plus voter on immigration. His top aide on the subject, Stephen Miller, crackerjack, an ace. He still is. He's now serving as an ace for Donald Trump. Jeff Sessions let him transfer over from his senatorial staff to the Trump presidential staff. And Stephen Miller is now one of the chief strategists and a speechwriter for Donald Trump, making incredibly good speeches, writing incredibly good speeches, and making very, very good speeches. But what happened to Jeff Sessions? Something. And it's got to be pure speculation, but you may have seen the same thing I've seen. When you look into Jeff Sessions' eyes and you listen to his voice and his mind wandering, his thoughts wandering, his eyes looking glazed, kind of a goofy smile. Now, this is pure realm of pure speculation, and it might be improper for me to do this, and I might be casting aspersions where they don't belong. But we have learned in this corruption of the FBI experience that we're all having, the most devastating scandal in American history, surpassing any other generation. We have learned that there are rotten people at the top in the Justice Department, in the FBI, people who will do anything for their leftist agenda. Now, does that include compromising people? Does that include blackmailing people? Of course. And so has Jeff Sessions been blackmailed? Has he been compromised? Has somebody in this nasty network that tried to bring down Donald Trump, that's been doing nasty things to Donald Trump, accusing Donald Trump of nasty behavior that he never had anything to do with? These are nasty, nasty people. Would they do something nasty to Jeff Sessions? Let's presuppose that Jeff Sessions is a good man. Would they get him in a motel room with the cameras on? Would they do that? You bet they would do that. Would Jeff Sessions get suckered into something like that? That's, you know, improper for me to speculate. But does it happen to lots of people? What do they call that? A honey trap or a honey pot? That's just one of the traps that they use on people. What percentage of men fall for that when the enemy sends their hottest babe in on you with an unlimited budget and a setting in made to entice and attract and entrap you? How many men fall for that? What percentage? I'll tell you what, I don't think it's going to be anything like 5%. I think it's going to be some big, big number. Could Jeff Sessions have been compromised? I think so. And other people. Trey Gowdy, who was such a hard-hitting guy 2 months ago, all of a sudden, he can't say enough good things about Robert Mueller and the Justice Department. When, in fact, we've not, in the very weeks in which we had witnessed that the whole thing is crap, the whole thing is corrupt, these people all need to be in prison. This is no place to be saying Robert Mueller is a really great guy, or the Justice Department really is a bunch of straight shooters. That's stupid to say that. And pardon me, I got a little bit of extraneous volume there. What happened to Trey Gowdy? I don't know. Again, I don't know. And how do they get to people? Well, women is one way. Another way, money. All sorts of ways of compromising a person, blackmailing them, terrifying them. You could blackmail and terrify them with something that pertained not even to them directly, personally, but to, let's say, a family member. And we're talking about the nastiest of people. We're talking about KGB tactics. I like what Jeanine Pirro said. I'll play some Jeanine Pirro later in the show here, but she's got the right degree of anger and fury about what's happened. And the okay, that would be Paul. Yeah, you go ahead, you call him. Yeah. So folks, the that's the engineer is going to call Paul Fromm. Hopefully we'll get him in here. There, I think I see Paul arriving, and look forward to you folks calling in 800-313-9443. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Yes.
The I was just updating the audience on events since Friday. One of the big things that happened, and in this show, I'm going to call for Jeff Sessions to resign. I hope that a national movement of people furious at Jeff Sessions arises. And the reason is this, and correct me if anybody out there, if I'm wrong, on Friday, Jeff Sessions said this about this bad guy. Rod Rosenstein needs to go to prison. Absolutely, definitively, for sure, no question asked, Rod Rosenstein is a criminal. He's betrayed our country. He's violated the law. He lied like a rug to a FISA court judge. And we're going to get into this. A FISA court, folks, remember this. In a foreign intelligence surveillance court, if you're the target of a warrant to monitor you, to surveil you, to spy on you, do you have any defense? This is the only court in America where the defendant is not represented at all. You're not there. You don't even know that the proceeding is going on. You're simply a target. That's a dangerous court, folks. And recognizing that danger inherent in having a secret court. Remember, the Supreme Court is not a, there's no other secret court in America. The Supreme Court is wide open. You can go sit in sessions of the Supreme Court. And I recommend that you do that. It's a wonderful thing. The FISA court is secret. So part of the law is this. There's only a prosecutor in there. There's an affiant who comes to the judge, the FISA judge, who is a secret judge. People don't even know the names of these judges. It's a secret judge, secret court. Wait a minute, where have we heard of these things before? The affiant is relied upon to give absolutely, certainly fair, complete, accurate information to the judge. Anything else is completely unacceptable. Omission of material fact, falsehoods, not acceptable. And the affiant, the prosecutor, in effect, the FBI in this case, they have to, if there's any favorable or exculpatory material for the target, they must submit it to the judge. Because the person who's the target is not represented. They're helpless. So if there's a counter argument to launching the surveillance, it is the duty of the FBI in this case to present that information. In this case, the targets of surveillance by the criminal top of the FBI were lied about. The information was false. Key information was omitted. The judge was lied to over and over again by Rod Rosenstein. I'm going to focus in on Rod Rosenstein for a moment. Also lied to over and over again by James Comey. Thank God Donald Trump fired him. He needs to be in prison. Rosenstein needs to be in a prison. But here's the unacceptable thing that happened Friday. We've all been wondering, what happened to Jeff Sessions? And we've been giving him pass after pass after pass because he at one point seemed to be a good guy and he was on our team. But something happened to Jeff Sessions. I think something really did happen to him. Maybe it was a health issue. Maybe his brain short-circuited. Maybe he is goofy now. But he certainly looks goofy and he sounds goofy. But on Friday, Paul, he was defending Rod Rosenstein as an exemplary model of what the Justice Department wants on their staff.
That's bad.
That's, folks, that stinks to high heaven. Rod Rosenstein, case closed. In this four-page memo and everything else we know about Rod Rosenstein, he was betraying our country, betraying Donald Trump, stabbing him in the back. Rod Rosenstein brought Robert Mueller. He personally walked Robert Mueller into the Oval Office some months ago and suggested to Donald Trump that he make Robert Mueller the director of the FBI after Donald Trump had fired James Comey. Wow. Wow. Now that we know who Robert Mueller is, what a cheeky thing for Rosenstein to do. But then, get this, Donald Trump wasn't buying. He didn't want Robert Mueller as a director of the FBI. The next day, Rod Rosenstein appoints Robert Mueller the special counsel to investigate Donald Trump. Whoa! Stab in the back.
And Rosenstein did that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, folks, here's what we got. We have a criminal enterprise running the FBI. Members include, this is established for certain now, James Comey, Rod Rosenstein, Robert Mueller, Peter Strzok, Lisa, what's her name?
right.
Adams? Lisa? We'll call her Lisa. My name's Lisa. I like what Donald Trump calls them, the lovebirds. We can just call them the lovebirds. and then there are other people like Loretta Lynch and like Barack Obama, when it expands out. But this smaller circle of about two dozen people that have already been named, these are criminals. They need to go to jail. Everybody who's smart on this and's got the integrity agrees. Jeanine Pirro, Sean Hannity, all of them, Lou Dobbs, they agree. These people need to go to prison. So for Jeff Sessions to be obstructing, what does Donald Trump need from Jeff Sessions right now? He needs Jeff Sessions to fire Rod Rosenstein or to launch charges against Rod Rosenstein. He certainly doesn't need Jeff Sessions to be, in effect, making Donald Trump the bad guy. If he's out there in public doing testimonials, this is pathetic, testimonials for this felon who's betrayed our country, who with his cronies came within a gnat's eyelash of destroying American history. This is no joke, folks. This is not like a Watergate break-in of no consequence whatsoever. This would have meant the election of Hillary Clinton and the end of your republic. It after Donald Trump was elected, the backup plan of Peter Strzok and his crew was to get Donald Trump impeached and thrown out of office, which means the Hillary crew wins that way. And the establishment in the Republican and Democrats in the House and Senate, they win that way. So for Rod Rosenstein to be doing testimonials, or for Jeff Sessions to do testimonials to Rod Rosenstein, I get so excited here, folks. If I lose track, help me out when you call in. If I misspeak or something, I'm my hair's on fire. For Jeff Sessions to be doing the testimonials, what's he doing thereby? Well, isn't it obvious? He's shoving Donald Trump up against the wall. He's making the boss contradict his own attorney general, override his own attorney general, and say to Rod Rosenstein, you're fired, making Donald Trump the bad guy, giving Robert Mueller more fuel for his, ooh, more obstruction of justice. You fired James Comey. Now you're afraid of Rod Rosenstein, so you fire him. You're completely out of control. We need to impeach you. Come on, Jeff Sessions. Get out. out of that job. Resign now. And there needs to be a national movement so that we can do what supporters do for their boss, what they do for their leader. We need to back him up. We need to tell Jeff Sessions, move it on over. We'll be right back. Condition grounded, but determined to try. Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies. Tongue tied and twisted, just an earthbound mystery.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you, Paul, as always, for being with us. Okay, we're starting the show off with this theme right here. Jeff Sessions won't prosecute Hillary. What has Jeff Sessions done in 1 year? Nothing. Now, his defenders, who I think are pathetic, his defenders point to his, you know, he has filed cases against MS-13. That's good. Deported a number of them, apparently, and so I've been aggressive against them. Even went down to for me, folks, this is fishy. The Attorney General of the United States, instead of being in Washington defending the president, prosecuting Hillary Clinton, prosecuting Uranium One, investigating, where is our Attorney General? I'm glad he's locking up MS-13 people. But, folks, That's a distraction, in my opinion. When I saw that Jeff Sessions was down in El Salvador.
What?
Yeah. He went down to El Salvador to talk about what's that term? The shhole? The shhole countries?
Yeah, the shithole countries.
Hannity's got the correct way to say it now. That's okay on radio. He said it on radio and TV enough that this is, you can go shhole. You can say that shhole. And he talks about the shhole network, CNN, who used the word, the actual word, 195 times in one day. That Jeff Sessions is down in El Salvador investigating MS-13 and walking around that godforsaken country. He doesn't belong down there.
That's what you have agents for.
Yeah. Like, if the attorney general is prosecuting a mafia gang, does he fly to Sicily to do a survey of the local scene in Sicily? No. That's unbecoming the attorney general. And I'll bet you the El Salvadorans were going, oh, wow, are we important? Look at this. We've got America on its knees. Their attorney general comes down to our country to walk around here with his security team. This is pathetic, folks. To me, it smacks of Jeff Sessions wanting to get out of Dodge. And if he's in El Salvador, it means he can't be buttonholed in Washington, D.C. I think Jeff Sessions, patriots across the country need to raise an uproar. Jeff Sessions has got to be replaced this way. Here's how we're helping our boss, Donald Trump, our leader, our inspiration, savior of our people in the republic. He's not in the bad guy position of having to fire somebody. That's Jeff Sessions' job, to find the performance of Rod Rosenstein based on his treasonous behavior, utterly unacceptable, and relieve him of his position. And find a patriot outside. Find someone from outside the swamp, not somebody from within the ranks of this corrupt cabal. And unfortunately, that's what happened when Donald Trump, you have to be able to forgive him for this. The swamp barfed up Christopher Wray to be the new director of the FBI. But he's right out of the swamp. And he's defending Jeff Sessions. I'm not Jeff Sessions. Well, he's defending Jeff Sessions. But he's defending, what's his face? Rod Rosenstein. So now let's put a little musical. It's not funny, folks, because it's the future of everything for us. This is deadly serious. But just to lighten the mood just a little bit, I'm telling Jeff Sessions, shove it on over, Jeff.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in, so move it on over.
Shove it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. She's changed the lock on our front door, and my door key don't fit no more, so get it on over.
Shove it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, skinny dog, cause the fat dog's moving in.
Change the locks.
This dog house here is mighty small, but it's better than no house at all, so ease it on over.
Move it on over.
Drag it on over.
Drag it. Move it on over.
Move over, old dog, cause a new dog's moving in.
We need a new dog. Yeah, the immortal Hank Williams. We'll be right back.
Get better than Hank.
We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thanks for sharing some of your Sunday with Paul Fromm and I here at the Trump Phenomenon. I didn't give the date. Shame on me. February 4th, 2018. We'll be here with you for 2 hours. We're talking about Jeff Sessions. We're talking about how badly he needs to leave the office of Attorney General. I'll give you another example, instance demonstrating this fact. Peter Strzok is still working at the FBI.
He hasn't struck out yet?
Peter Strzok, his demonstration of treason against America, not just against, this goes so far beyond insubordination to their boss, the President of the United States. Forget about that. Forget about the fact that Peter Strzok, in his text messages with his girlfriend, over and over again proclaims his hatred for Donald Trump, foaming at the mouth in his hatred. Forget about that. Peter Strzok needs to be frog marched out of the FBI building because she has committed treason against the American people. He has perverted America's top law enforcement institution. He's still there. Where are you, Jeff Sessions? There's no more proof needed about Peter Strzok. 10,000 text messages. And Jeff Sessions has access to more than we, the poor, forlorn people of the public, the poor people who vote, 63 million of us, the poor people who have operated on the fantasy that this is our country. Jeff Sessions has access to a lot more dirt on Peter Strzok than we do. Mr. Sessions, why is Peter Strzok still working at your building? Explain that. You can't, folks. Jeff Sessions needs to go. What's wrong with him? Has somebody got a two-minute reel on him in a motel room? Has somebody put the hammer on him in some other way? Has somebody threatening members of his family? Whatever the reason is, disreputable or understandable. You know, some blackmail is understandable. You know, one of the callers out in California reminded me of prisoners of war in Hanoi during the Vietnam War. You know, they said things that were clearly wrong. They were under torture. Do you remember? Like a prisoner of war, the North Vietnamese would make a movie, two-minute movie, and the prisoner of war would be sat in front of a camera, and he goes, here's what these brave men did, not including John McCain. Here's what these brave men did. They would say to them, something like, I am being treated very well indeed. The food is good. They would speak like that. That was their signal to Americans. Hey, I'm being tortured. In other words, the Vietnamese couldn't figure out that the guy was speaking goofily. Another one of them, who is brilliant and very brave, who knows how much torture he got for this, while he was talking in the propaganda movie, like maybe Jeff Sessions is in this situation. Maybe they have got him. And so he is saying good things about Rod Rosenstein because he's been told, you say something good about Rod Rosenstein, you protect him, or this is going to happen to you, like the torturers in Vietnam would tell these guys. One of these brave POWs, he said, what he did as he spoke was, he blinked a message to America in Morse code. That was brilliant. You know, blink, 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 blink. Brilliant. And I don't remember the story fully. Maybe one of you listeners does. Was he tortured for that? Did the Vietnamese catch on to that? But I don't know why. Maybe that's the reason Rod Rosenstein is being blackmailed. Maybe he's a good man who's breaking under the pressure. But he's got to go. If you want to call in on that, call in on that. Let me throw another log on the fire here of today's show, and let me also check the caller board. The engineer, I think, was telling me we've got a caller. Let me go look here. Chuck in Texas. Chuck, I hope your hair's on fire, too. What have you got for us?
Absolutely. Can you hear me? I didn't hear the tone that usually says we're live. Here's the thing. For the last 6 months, did you not get the memo that we've all been saying Session needed to go? Who hired him? Who's leaving him in place? The minions.
Okay.
Look at the boss. Who hired him?
Okay,
who's
Chuck.
Leaving
I'm
him
the,
there.
Okay, Chuck. Okay, Chuck. All right. Now this is going to be fun. So you're blaming Donald Trump?
Yes, I am. I gave more money to Donald Trump's campaign than probably any of your listeners. Fought like him like crazy. And I have seen him do nothing except hire the worst of the worst. And even his vice presidential, that should have told me not to waste my money.
Okay.
He chose
All right,
his
sir.
Vice presidential pick.
Okay. Now, Chuck, We'll leave Mike Pence aside. I completely disagree with you on that. But let's talk about Donald Trump's hiring of his appointment of Jeff Sessions as Attorney General. Let's put ourselves in the shoes of this. I couldn't disagree with you more. This very, very great man, very, very alone in the White House. His team, he has no organization with him. When he came down that escalator all by himself, his team consisted of his Slovenian wife, the beautiful Melania. Okay, that was his team, and his 10-year-old at the time son, Barron. No team at all.
Hang on. Let's not leave out the number one Zionist, the son-in-law. Okay, so let's keep things in context here.
Melania, he wasn't on the team. No, Jared Kushner didn't come on into the campaign until it looked like it was going to win. It looked pretty good. Jared was a late addition, but no, Donald Trump started this all by himself. This is going to be an interesting conversation of you taking pot shots at Donald Trump and Kelso defending him. Let me give my defense of Donald Trump's appointment of Jeff Sessions. At the time that he made the pick, I was endorsing Jeff Sessions for Attorney General, and as were many, many others. Why? It was a natural. Jeff Sessions had a tremendous A-plus patriot record in the U.S. Senate, especially on Donald Trump's number one issue, immigration. The two best senators in the Senate were Jeff Sessions of Alabama and Tom Cotton of Arkansas. Jeff Sessions also, recommending him as Attorney General, had a very good record as a federal prosecutor in the state of Alabama, a wonderful record as a prosecutor. He also was the first senator to endorse Donald Trump. He was a tremendous speaker on the stump in the campaign primary events. We broadcast many great things that he said in the campaign. At that moment, which is when Donald Trump had to pick an attorney general, that was a natural pick for him, a guy with all the qualifications. In fact, I think the hardest choice for Donald Trump at that point in picking Jeff Sessions was, I'm going to lose a great U.S. senator, which he needs very badly. And by the way, that in fact has come back to bite him, because we now have a Democrat senator in Alabama, which is really serious with the narrow margin that he has. I'm saying this with all due respect to you, Chuck, and thank you for contributing to the Trump campaign, contributing a lot, as you say. Wonderful. And by the way, I urge you to do more of that. Something happened between then and now, and Jeff Sessions has been a real non-performer. He's been a real obstruction. And this latest defense of Rod Rosenstein is just, you know, the worst. He also did other terrible things, like he recused himself from the whole Russia thing, which brought in Rod Rosenstein as the effective attorney general in the most important matter before the Justice Department. And then Rod Rosenstein brings in this nasty Robert Mueller with his witch hunt. So it's not that easy, Chuck, because for Donald Trump, because what's one of the charges being laid against Donald Trump? What is Robert Mueller? He's sniffing around a charge of obstruction of justice against Donald Trump for firing James Comey. Now, if he also fires Jeff Sessions, who recused himself in favor of Rod Rosenstein, then now Robert Mueller goes, oh, more obstruction of justice. In other words, our president is very, very isolated and alone in the White House without much of a team. That's our fault. We haven't given him a team of real patriots. Now, that team is for him.
No. Okay, let's stop. You've had your chance to make the case.
Okay, let me hear your pot shots. Go ahead. Launch pot shots.
Well, no, that's not pot shots. It's just looking at what he has done. At what point, tell me, is he just naive? I hate to give people choices, because that's an unfair debate position. I don't accept them when people do it to me in a debate. But is he naive, or is he stupid, or what? We got Tom Fitton out there who's doing the work of the Congress, who's doing the work of Jeff Sessions, who's doing the work. Why doesn't he fire Sessions And here's another thing. You say it's our fault. No, this president's not listening to us. He doesn't hear us.
Okay, now let me answer that. By the way, you admire Tom Fitton. Guess who Tom Fitton thinks is the greatest man ever to occupy the White House? Guess who Tom Fitton thinks has accomplished more in 1 year than any other president in a full term in American history? Tom Fitton. Tom Fitton's got it right. Now you, Chuck, again, with all due respect, you've got it wrong. Donald Trump, in 1 year, has done immense, enormous things. He has saved our bacon. He saved
Let's stay with the subject here, which
yes.
is an attorney general who is an absolute traitor, okay, who has protected Hillary from day one.
Okay. Chuck, here's what you're making from
nothing but protect Hillary.
Okay, I agree with you that Jeff Sessions needs to go. I kind of think that was the whole point of my show so far.
Well, then all Trump has to do is fire him. Make
no,
a huge
not that simple.
And talk to us rather than an occasional tweet. Why, this guy is too dumb to make a YouTube channel?
You think you're smarter than Donald Trump? Wait a minute, Chuck. They're in Texas. You're smarter than Donald Trump?
Pardon?
You're smarter than Donald Trump?
Well, when it comes to politics, apparently either that or he's either stupid or so naive. Can he really be this naive?
Yes, okay. Well, okay, Chuck, you have a high opinion of yourself. I think Donald Trump is one of the most intelligent, maybe the most intelligent political figure
Show
in American...
Show me that in his appointments that he has made. He's here to run our nation.
Okay.
And all he has done is ramp up war all across the world, made
Chuck,
us the pariah
Chuck,
of the Middle
Chuck.
East, destroyed our credibility,
okay, Chuck,
and hired people who are protecting Hillary and the deep state.
Chuck, except for your assertion, and I'll just believe you for the sake of it, because I don't know, except for your assertion that you contributed gobs of money to the Trump campaign, everything you said could come out of the mouth of George Soros.
Oh, and I'm sorry, but there's nothing worse than being betrayed.
Okay, but why doesn't...
I know my enemy, which was Hillary and Obama. At least I knew my enemy. But whenever a man tells me he's gonna withdraw from all this international war, that he's going to concentrate on cleaning up the banking system, that he's going to do this, he's going to do that, and everything he has done, really done, has been against every promise that mattered the most to me.
Okay, now, Chuck. Okay, Chuck, listen. I, you sound sincere, okay? So I think you probably are a patriot, okay? But that last statement, everything he's done has been completely against us patriots. Every single thing he's done, that just came out of your mouth, okay? Which means Donald Trump is the enemy, okay? Now, Newt Gingrich doesn't agree with you. Sean Hannity doesn't agree with you. Lou Dobbs doesn't agree with you. None of the great commentators agree with you. None of the great figures in our political horizon who have supported Donald Trump. Their consensus is that Donald Trump is the greatest man in the history. Not just good, not just great, the greatest. That's what they say. And these are people with a lot more sort of... We know who they are. I'm taking it on faith that you supported Donald Trump. You sure don't support him now. By the way, let me ask you this, Chuck, just to kind of tease this out. Do you intend to oppose Donald Trump's run in 2020?
Let me ask you a question.
No, I asked you one. I hate to have a question, a question answered with a question. Do you intend to support Donald Trump for president in 2020?
At this point, why bother?
Is that a no?
The agenda has not changed.
Okay, that's a no.
The agenda has not changed.
Okay, Chuck, good luck. Catch up on your TV or whatever you're going to be doing as you oppose Donald Trump in 2020. Let me know how that goes, okay? All right, thank you, Chuck. Thank you very much. Let's go on to our next caller. Dennis in Indiana. How do you like them apples, Dennis?
I don't know. Okay. It makes me wonder if either something might have happened to Jeff Sessions, or maybe in the long term, you know, long term ahead of us, that Donald Trump doesn't want to get rid of him yet, because if he can use MS-13 and everything he can, including going after the illegal, you know, going after marijuana, whether it's legalized marijuana for medicinal purposes or non-medicinal purposes, especially out in California and all that. Maybe that's what he's trying to eventually build up the case the best he can before he lets it all loose with the illegal immigrants and the wall being built and the reasons why we need it be built. I mean, you know, and further and further on and further on. Maybe that's what he's doing. Maybe that's, I hope that's what he's got in mind.
Well, we do have, here's one sentiment from Donald Trump that we do have. And he was doing an interview with some Koreans, great Koreans that he had, North Koreans, that he had at the fabulous State of the Union speech. If you remember that Korean kid, his name was something like I can't remember his name. But a young guy whose legs were run over by a train, cut off. He crawled across Red China to get out of North Korea. His father was murdered by the government. And Donald Trump was interviewing him in the Oval Office. I'm going to come right back to that right after this. Stay with us, please. Chuck or Dennis, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Okay.
Paul, I think we're hearing your speakers, Paul.
Pardon?
I think we're hearing your speakers. It could be the caller.
I think it's the caller because I haven't touched anything.
Okay, all right.
Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. I went through life, my ways were fast, and many times I played. I found my thoughts had washed away the truth in what
we're
she
back,
said.
Folks. We're back, and I think Dennis is with us in Indiana. Are you there, Dennis?
Yeah, I'm still here. Okay. Just one more thing, Ms. Scalzo.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with that last caller. I mean, you know, Donald Trump needs to, if Jeff Sessions is not doing what he was told to do, what he's hired to do, and if what I was talking about earlier wasn't in mind, then I think Donald Trump ought to get rid of him and do what Donald Trump did say he wants to do in his campaign. And get rid of the guy.
Yes,
just
and here's,
play
here's what.
Simple.
Yeah, here's the pleading I'm doing on Donald Trump's behalf here. You're operating on the premise that Donald Trump is a free man to operate and to maneuver with freedom on the field of action from the Oval Office. He's not. He's got a killer attack dog, Robert Mueller, and with a killer team with a multi-million-dollar budget, dead set on getting him impeached. And their central focus is accusing him falsely, wrongly, of obstructing justice by firing people who he is afraid, this is all BS, of course, he's afraid that they're going to track down his evil collusion with Russia, which is non-existent. They've done this with the James Comey firing. We now learn from the four-page memo release that James Comey is, in fact, a real hardcore felon of long standing who needs to be in prison. If Donald Trump isn't free, Dennis, to just fire people, especially the attorney general, what has to happen? You and I, you can help here, Dennis, and if he's really on our team, Chuck can do the same from Texas. We can build the bonfire under Jeff Sessions, and then Donald Trump can respond to that bonfire, that public demand that Jeff Sessions be removed. That's the way we ought to go with it. And go ahead, Dennis.
Right, because the American people, they do want it. A lot of people do want all that, you know, all that stuff that Donald talked about being done, especially the ones who did vote for him and his campaign and did support to his campaign and to his party.
Yeah. Now, Dennis, here's an important thing. Again, this is pleading on Donald Trump's behalf. Up to now, Jeff Sessions' performance has been one of non-performance. He's been not doing things. He didn't pursue Hillary Clinton's crimes. That was a sin of omission. What happened on Friday was a sin of commission. He's defending. After Rod Rosenstein is exposed in the most dramatic, one of the most dramatic moments in history, Jeff Sessions is defending him. This is a sin of commission. We'll be right back after this break. Thanks, Dennis. We got David next.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized,